Welcome. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. For those of you who know me, this is Jethro Smith, the founder of this wild and crazy radio show. Those of you who haven't met me, let's get to know me now. I am a born with a gift psychic who found a lot of individuals from this world all over to have fun with. Tonight, you're going to get to meet two of those individuals here tonight to just go wild and have fun. What is wild? Wild is where you just sit down and laugh, you joke, you put out that positive vibration to help everyone go. And speaking of go, we have some individuals I want to thank you personally that are putting out all these wild videos. You guys have made this week completely wild. I know that they've got new ones in the making. You guys stay tuned. They said that Gandalf came out this week. We have Dr. Einstein. We have some other characters. Those of you who want to get in the game, I had a lot of you writing me, go ahead and go contact me at psychicjethro@awl.com, and I will send you to those people. There's actors here. Some of these people are our fans, and what they've done is they want to win the reading. The reading is an hour reading with Psychic Jethro, $120 value, plus other psychics. We've got half an hour with Dina Flanagan. We've got Melissa Berman tonight, those of you who like. And speaking of, let's talk about videos. The number one video that took the record last month and went was the puppet I Love Melissa Berman on Wednesdays. And that is took a championship that hit over 55,000 likes and individuals. And we want to thank all of you guys who made that possible. I had someone yesterday ask me, where are the crazy people making these videos? They're all over. They're you or they're me. You want to win, get in. We're giving away some books this month. We've also got the Psychics Gone Wild put in. Those of you who've contacted me know that there was a little bit of delay, only because we've got a lot of contests. You should be getting it in the mail. Call in. Let us know you got it. Speaking of us, let's go right into our fun people tonight. Those of you who know us together know that this is our Wild Wednesday. Here's our phenomenal person. And this person I want to talk to you about, we're going to have to get real serious because she's not serious. She is a phenomenal, internationally recognized intuitive spiritual coach, psychic, medium. She works in the healing arts. She's fun. We love her. And she's here being the wild Melissa that she is. Melissa Berman, what are you doing?
Woo-hoo! Hi, Jethro. Good evening, everybody. I'm serious. I'm not serious. I'm really serious tonight.
You're the wildest one. We talk about food. We go crazy. We're here going wild.
Oh, my God. Snack of the week. I have to talk to you about these tree peanuts that are seeds that I found today. Brazilian something or other, Peruvian fachi something or other. Oh, my God. They're so amazing. They remind me of freeze-dried peanuts, but I'm allergic to peanuts, and these are seeds, so it's not a problem. But how y'all dealing with the Mercury retrograde ending and now Mars and Scorpio retrograde and Jupiter went direct and all these stupid, I shouldn't use the word stupid, I don't let my students use that, all of these unaware people that are messing things up for everybody else with the tax stuff and blah, 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 blah. So be very, very careful with your stuff, everybody, because I could tell you stories, but I don't want to bore you. I would rather hear what you have to say to me, but just be careful. Just saying, people are being really, 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 what we say in Yiddish, meshugana, crazy rabbits, crazy.
We are, and we've got to stay we. Tonight we have, you know, this is our Wednesday where we bring in authors. We've got a friend that's also sitting in the backwoods. Also, he is in the backwoods, the back wings. I am having one of those days where I cannot say my vocabulary, and it's wild. This is a phenomenal friend. This is David Matthew Brown, and those of you who went on, you know he's a wild energy. We can always tell that the guides are doing really crazy stuff because we know that he's intuitive. We know he's a phenomenal. We know he has a book out there, and then the guides promptly grabbed everything and did this. David is phenomenal, and I'm going to let David say hello. David, David, welcome to our Wednesday Psyche's Gone Wild, talking with authors, being Jethro and Melissa, the wild ones that we are.
I love it. I guess I'm in the backwoods tonight. I love it.
Well, what are you doing back there, honey? What's going on back there? I also want to do a personal shout out to the gentleman who did the latest video for Linda Irwin and myself. I hope you're listening tonight. I cannot thank you enough. It was just so beautiful. And you know, I'm a little Facebook challenged. It's not my forte, so I'm gonna do this in person. If you guys haven't had a chance to see it, it's so hilarious. It's got a real vintage feel, and the gentleman that's doing it, the background is real FDR. It's got this 40s feel. It's so cool. And then he's hilarious. So I don't want to spoiler alert here, but thank you so much for caring enough and thinking enough about us to do that. And you made me laugh forever and ever and ever, and just saying,
love it. And, you know, this, now, you know what we do, David. We go out, we get these fans, we read for them, we do this stuff, and they make us these wild videos to have these contests. And the last time we had a gentleman who just recently let me know that he was paid actually $10 to go on and do the video, and I've got the video. Those of you who haven't seen it yet, it just came up, and I'm working a little bit on it because he is what we would call a stud muffin. I know you ladies are going, what? And he did this for Amy Kavanaugh. And
stud muffin. Okay.
Yeah, and it's like we got to moderate it down because our mermaid is very, very beautiful, very cool, and very phenomenal. And so we're working on moderating it, and it's going to be out. They sold me here. Probably I'll be able to buy the 10th, but I'm going to have to run it through YouTube. And I got to tell you guys, in the United Kingdom, I realize there's some countries that it's, you know, I'm from America. I thought I was pretty liberal. I'm in the backwoods. I like open this up and I'm like, this has gone wild, not gone X-rated. And then I teased because it's a very, yeah, but, and we ended up, now we're getting it back in text, but I got to also realize that you guys got to explain something to a couple of the other friends of our Gone Wild. When we say that, I understand what some of them were doing. And the guy really wanted to win the reading contest. Now, I got to tease you, you know, and I let you know. I very adult person here, honestly, I think, but I had to laugh. I do realize that, you know, sex sells, but you got to work with us. When you guys are doing bump and grind and stuff and all this wild stuff, I had some people, yeah, and it is funny, I will give you that. He definitely was wild, and we thank you, but we're kind of moderating that because we do have some children at watch, and we got that video. That will be out later. We've also got some other friends that are voting on this. I know that there's some other actresses and actors who have been offered, which really is a compliment in what I do with the radio. They're like, we've had people coming in. Now we've got fans from it. The gentleman that did the video you're talking there, I will say, is he's known as the Banjo Man, and he made me feel so good. He did let me know he is listening, and I want to thank you because he is one of Melissa's fans. And
that's a Banjo Man.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I know you were.
Square like a pig, boy. Square like a pig.
And we've got, now let's talk a little bit about, we know that David has, he devotes his time to sharing, you know, unique message of transcendent energy, unity, spiritual healing. David, tell us a little bit. Tell us the name of your book and what the book is about. It's a very excellent book. David gave me a copy to read, which is very generous. And then I laugh because I've been trying to read it in between things, and I get on it, and it's a very enlightening book. So talk to everyone a little bit about your book here, if you don't mind, David.
Definitely. The book is called The Book of Light, The Heart Opening, and it's a short read. It's about 66 pages, and it's a completely different style from most books. And when I wrote the book, I actually wrote it. It came from a time when I was moving through a divorce, and it came through in my meditation. I kept getting these chapters and things given to me, and the book will take you from your mind right to your heart, and it's It's pretty simple and self-explanatory. You could take any sentence in that book and contemplate it. In the opening part of the book, I will preface that when I was receiving all the stuff I was receiving, I had put in the book that this wasn't channeled because I was frankly scared of that. But it is. It is a channeled book for those of you that get it and they're like, well, wait a second, this has got to be a channeled book because everything's channeled, and it is. And it's from Metatron, and it's pretty powerful, and it's pretty right on about right now. The last chapter of the book, if you get it, breaks down where we are right now and where we're headed.
Mm.
That's the secret.
Do you feel this, you guys? This is the one we want. This is the one you got to grab. Those of you tuning in, we will have it on. We will have it on psychicsgonewild.com. Check with us tomorrow. You're listening into the archives. This is Wednesday night, and we're here wild with Melissa. Melissa, speaking of, we've got to go. She is so up. She's so calm. She does that like. And we have this wild email from Melissa right off the bat here. Melissa,
hi.
I have worked with my husband for 6 years. I have tried everything to get this man to stop telling everyone that I am doing magic at home. I lightly do things. I decided last week he's put me to the test. So I have put together a ritual, and I put out these things. I set up an altar in our house. I invited his friends from work over here. They began to really wonder when I came out and told them to talk to my familiar Jeff, because he had bit someone and they'd gotten sick. They began to do this. My husband did not say anything the whole night. He sat there and worried, and he went through this. Now he seems to be upset with me because I have come out of the closet of my magic time. Do you feel that I may have went too far? I have other people telling me that I could lose my marriage. Melissa, I had to teach him a lesson, and I feel glad that everyone knows now that I am really doing this heartily. Did I go too far with the guys? What's your opinion?
Well, I'm so sorry that you have to even defend your spiritual path to anybody. And a spiritual path is an unfoldment, and it's not a contest. So I don't think your marriage is going to end, but I feel that there are better – this is not a scolding and this is not a judgment. There are better ways of communicating this. You were frustrated, and so you felt that you needed to show, you know, exactly what you're about. And that's a privilege, a right, and it's a path. And it's your truth. So you have to kind of let the dust settle a little bit. You need rose petals, rose energy, rose, the smell of rose. Spray it all around the house. Spray it around you. Patchouli and then some frankincense and myrrh, because you need to clear this energy, because when you're doing your healing arts work, is what I call this, and what your guides are calling it, it's very sacred. And so you're not being respected for that sacrament. So there has to be a different kind of coming together and communication regarding this, and you tell him this is my spiritual truth and my spiritual practice, but you don't want to do it. You don't have to prove anything to anybody, so yeah, you kind of need to clear that energy and just keep it sacred and tell him, I'm sorry, this is what I do and this is what I am. Your altar needs to be in a place of secure, what's the word, it begins with an R, and I can't think of it, but it has to be very secure and in a place of complete reverence, because that's a reflection of the divine to you and back again. So you need to kind of rethink about why you do your spell work and why you're doing your crafting, and get more clear about your path with it. Don't beat yourself up for this, because this was a sort of an initiation for both of you on some level, and now you need to redirect it.
I love that. We've got another person writing here right now. They're going, David, I looked at your picture, and I see there's angels around you. Are you really able to do angel work? Do you mind helping me? Because I have just started to do this, and I've had friends tease me, but sometimes I see angels and wings around the individuals. I feel you are an angel person. Is this correct?
I very well could be. That's fascinating, because I was sitting with someone the other day, and they said, it's amazing looking at you because I see these wings coming out of your back. And it's something that it's taken some time for me to embrace. But, yeah, I work with Archangel Michael, and I work with angels that are around me, and I've worked with Metatron. So, yeah, angel work's great.
I love that. We are going here, and the way all of you tuning in, this is Jethro Smith and the wonderful, phenomenal David Matthew Brown and the phenomenal. I'm having
the
a
falafel.
Night. I
falafel.
Love a falafel. I'd like to have
night.
A falafel.
The falafel.
I love it.
It's the food. I haven't got to have my food. And I want to thank everyone. We've got new number 6,708 new Psychics Gone fans. And those
Yay.
Fans, look who's on there. It's Melissa. And we had a joke with those of you, you know, that were teasing. Melissa, let the cat out. It is me here. I had someone write me today and make me laugh so much. Thank you for the compliment. And now I've got this little recipe to put a tablespoon of basil and cook it in the herb and put it in your water. We were joking right before the show. I was reading this to David. It would be a great way to protect you with the basil. And if it doesn't work out, you can always do a little marinara noodles and have a light sauce in that bag. There's nothing wrong. You know, a little fettuccine would be party time. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Then, you know who's going to worry if it gets on your chin? It's going to be in the whole bathtub with you.
So, this is Psychics Gone Wild.
It is.
We are wild. Like wild rabbits, bro. Wait till Jethro starts like eking in his little snacks, and you'll hear this little crunch and little, and he'll be like, and then you'll catch him with it, and he'll be like in the middle of it, and like he'll be like, it was just a nugget, whatever you want to call it.
Oh,
we figured Jethro needs like his own designer feed bag that's just for him that fits like a full bag.
I say nougat. You know, it all goes to me to eat, and that's the way we do it. 203, how are you? Come in and help me. These two are just mercifully teasing me about my diet. Crazy. Hi, how are you?
How
you doing? You rock. Where have you been? This is our musician man. This is those of you who tune in and know with our chemistry song. And I, last time it's good. I feel like the energy's clearing up now since Mercury. Can you tell us, I'm asking you, see, now you've called in enough, you're our friend. How is it with Mercury retrogrades going for a singer? I know that Melissa does teaching, and it's what I would think the energy. What happens to you, Woody, when Mercury's in retrograde? Do you sing backwards and make, like, if you sing it backwards, you get, like, a delightful twist?
I'm a singer,
and, like,
too, which has been more, like, number stuff for me. What is your name, darling?
Woody.
Okay. Hi, Woody. How you been?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Well, so has it been crazy for you with Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, some delay with stuff what I'm trying to pursue right now. So be some delay or even like try to get a second job, delay on that. People responding.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, how can we help you tonight?
I guess whatever you pick up for me.
Well, we need a quick question because we don't have the luxury of a big hour session. We only have like 2 minutes or something. So can you be specific?
Yes.
Okay. Hello?
I don't know what happened. We got him, and I think we got cut out. Woody, come back. We'll watch for you. I know your
come
numbers
back,
are up.
Back,
Woody,
back,
come back. Woody, come back. While we're waiting for Woody, we will continue on with the rest of the Toy Story. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. I had to get that in there. It was laying there. It was
I
big.
Love that you said that.
That's like
917, come on in and see what we have done to you. 917.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? Welcome.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're
What's
one.
Your name?
my name is Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashiel, welcome. How can we help you?
My question is a relationship kind of question. I'm attracted to... you know, someone who's one of the employees at my gym. I feel like the attraction is, it's extremely strong, by the way. And I feel like the attraction is mutual, but I just want to make sure where do you guys see things going from here?
Yeah, you know, the gym is that place where people play and then they tease, and then when you have to meet them outside the gym, it's always like either really great or like a total letdown. right? It's like, haven't you ever had that? It's like, yeah, great.
Yeah.
And then you meet the person, and it's like, oh, go. I'd rather see you pumping iron than talking to you over iced tea. You know.
Well,
that's
somebody who's an employee who worked at the gym also.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, yeah. Take your time, get to know each other, exchange phone numbers. You know, talk a little bit. And if you want to meet sometime, pursue it. There's no guarantee with anything right now, so you might as well take a chance.
So you don't feel anything about it, I don't know, in terms of the attraction being mutual or anything like that?
You know, because we don't have permission for this to read for that person. We only have permission to read for you.
Oh,
so
okay.
The guidance that comes through that, you know, take a risk, take a chance, you know, take it easy, take your time, see if you really do like this person. Go for it. Nothing going to stop you. You know, there's nothing here that says stop. You know, it's go take a chance.
Yeah, John.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you're okay, I agree, and see, I'm a Scorpio. I go right in for the sex. I'm seeing the energy with you. I'm seeing you there with someone. I'm seeing you at a table.
This is psychic's gone wild.
Come on.
Yeah,
see,
this is 2014.
Okay, no, I didn't say only sex. I didn't say they were going to hit each other on their head and drag each other off, winner take all the bedclothes. I said what was going to happen was I saw someone.
Winner takes all.
Yeah, winner take all. And then I see, Sheila, I would say that this is going to be, and when you brought this up, what they showed me is they're showing me that you are, I feel that this is going to turn into it. And I love what the guides are showing with you. They're showing me some tears a little bit that you've been through a relationship that you're a little different when it comes to asking people out, correct?
Yes.
And I see now you see how I'm cheating. I'm a Scorpio. I will find a way to get to the juicy part of the story because listen, Shire, I'm going in around the gravy to find the roast, and I'm like, I feel the other energy happening here with you. You see, everything goes to food with me. What I love what they're saying is that I would say yes. They're also telling me that you've got to be able to get to a situation that's going to even be more formidable than just the physical. I feel like that you two are going to be talking about something you're involved in or something. You say the person's an employee without giving away too much energy. Has this person, you said there's a contact in there, but I feel like that trying to work together, I feel like this is going to happen. I feel like that they're more than just being, because I do agree with Melissa, and I laugh. I went to places where they're really, you know, they're working to get you and promoted into it, and I'm all like, you know, I'm thinking they're trying to be my friend. They're just getting that extra minute out of me, so I'll do that extra thing, and they can tell them how they've, you know, there's some people who love to do that positive workout, and I feel that this is. So I'm going to say that. You're going to have to keep us informed, Ashil. We're going to name you the man who's working his muscles. You'll have to.
So, I mean, if I understood you correctly, you see something about work. I kind of lost you for a minute.
Yeah, and it's the phones. The phones are being crazy just when we want to be wild. They don't want to be wild. What they're telling me is that I do see something there manifesting from this, and yet it's going to be work. It's not, you're not just going to get together and go woom and la 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 and do it. But they're telling me it's worth it, and I see you talking and outside of this as a date, and I see you really working at becoming more than just that physical attraction.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
We love you. Thank you for calling in. Make sure you go into Psychics Gone Wild and, you know, .com, let us know. Put in for our contest. We're giving away some really cool books. We've got books by the Love Psychic. In fact, Pamela Cummings is going to be back on. I've been speaking to her. Actually, I should say typing to her, but we are friends and we are working on that again. You guys, I got to tease you guys. Someone's like, what happened to your old group? What do you mean, what happened to them? You make them sound like, you know, a salad here. I tossed them and we all grew together to do a beautiful dinner. Pamela's doing the Love Psychic Show on Tuesdays. She is very busy. I know that she has two books out and is going to come on and do a Love Psychic with us. We would have had her on Valentine's Day, but I blew it. I've been really crazy and busy. So we love all of you guys. That's what's going on. And this number I do know, and this is one of our great friends in Colorado, and I can never say your name without getting spanked. How are you doing, 720?
Hi. Hello, everyone. This is Ibitar.
Yay.
Hey.
Hi. How are you, Ibitar?
Hello.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We'd be crazy. We're all crazy.
We've got to work with you, Tar, because we've all worked with you. You're going to have to ask David the question, and even though he's new and shy, be gentle with him. We know how you get. No, I'm teasing you.
Wow, nice.
Nice. Now you've made a friend, a really good friend.
David, take a deep breath, honey.
They're so grounded. And now
that's
Melissa,
what she said last night. Wait a second.
Ibitar, we just can't help it. Tonight's the night. It's in the air.
Something's there.
Hi, David.
Hi.
My question is about new beginnings.
Uh-huh.
That seems to be the order of the day for 2014 for me.
Yes. It's the order of the day for everybody. we're all in a new beginning. And what new beginning are you going into?
Everything.
Is there anything in particular, like relationship? Do you feel a new relationship is coming?
I don't really feel it, but I was told that it was coming, but I don't really feel it.
Ibitar, can you be really specific with your question about new beginnings?
Okay, new beginnings as far as my career is concerned.
Mm.
We all wanted love. You see how we are? We're like, oh, and you're like, hey,
see, are you changing
like,
careers?
We can go love in there, too.
No, we love you. I'm teasing you. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll be good. David asked, are you changing careers?
I have changed careers. Yeah, I have. I've changed already.
You changed it? How is that change going?
It's going quite well. I'm in school and I'm learning a lot more about holistic health and different modalities. And I have a real strong interest in doing my healing work with horses.
Mm. Mm. And with your healing work with horses, is it energy work?
Exactly. Yeah, it's energy work, and I don't know exactly how that's supposed to pan out. But, yeah, I have this very strong connection with the horses.
Jethro?
I feel good, and
Jethro,
I feel the energy.
Are you,
there.
Like, opening candy?
You got it, okay, but it deserved it. It was started. The candy bar was winking at me. Ian,
you're
I
either flipping pages or there's like this big candy thing going.
I'm trying
I
to
thought,
be
no,
good, but it started and it was
eating.
Smelling good, and then I saw the wrapper.
Okay.
2 minutes. 1, 2.
So you don't
minutes.
Even know what Ibitar asked. You're like in a sugar.
I do know.
He heard horses. Yeah.
Oh my.
He heard
my
horses.
God.
You guys, okay, busted. I'm grounded. I will go to my fridge now and not come out. I'm really going.
Oh God, that could be something fabulous for you, but don't go yet.
Don't go yet.
I'm kind of versatile when it comes to healing and the different modalities. So, you know, I haven't actually specialized in certain areas yet, so I'm pretty open right now in terms of the direction that I may go.
Well, I'll wipe up if you want. It sounds wonderful. It sounds like you have, like, a real joyful energy about you, almost like this is not a criticism, this is a compliment, like a clown. You know how a clown can just, like, change the mood when people are in a space of just kind of, like, and you have that gift. As far as your modalities, it's so wonderful that you're exploring all these different avenues because it's going to lead you to exactly the specialized field you want to do. If you're drawn to horses, you really got to check in on that, and it may be that eventually you might work for sort of a holistic veterinarian or a chiropractor that also works on animals. There's like a field that you're going to get into that's very specific and very specialized. So keep that door wide open because that's where your heart is leading you. So while you go through all of this, just let your heart lead you and do as many things that you're drawn to because that's what your soul and your higher self are trying to, you know, really get in your attention and you're paying attention is to be able to just explore because it's going to help you, you know, in your field to accomplish all those goals and make a really nice income doing so and helping people. You have a gift of making people just feel really, you know, we're the little kid at the party and here comes the clown and we got a balloon and, you know, yay! It's that kind of energy that's so important right now. Jethro, I'm trying not to laugh because I can feel you eating. I can hear you eating. I can see you eating. And that's just like, I'm trying not to break out and laugh because I'm trying to help our dear friend Ibitar.
I'm sorry, Ibitar, but I got to have candy. It's been hours. It's like I'm trying to be good. I'm on withdrawal right now. It's my own nails are pinching me to tell me to quit. It's just really bad.
And your guides told you to lay back on the sugar, but no.
I did lay back with it, and then I sat with it, and then I laid over with it. I even rolled around with it. I spun it.
As a healing artist in the modalities, do you have any advice for our beloved Jethro?
I love my avatar. She knows it.
Yeah. I know he has some advice for me, though. I'm waiting to hear what he has to say.
And I will. If I get this food out of my mouth, I'll quit chewing here just for 3 seconds.
Nobody's
she was right. She always
crackers
loves me.
And cheese.
Yes, have psychic friends who know too much because they know. But it's like what I love in the chart is that I do feel the energy, and I agree very much what both of the two have said with your healing. They're also showing me the other energies arrived for you. They said you've arrived, and they make me laugh because you have like this elderly guide that's taking a light, like a lamp, and going, yes. Yes, and it's changing from green to tells me healing to the other energy of the animal work with it. They said that that's what it is. You've got to get more back grounded in why you're helping with the other animals and the horses is because this cycle's taken into a level. And then I hear the numbers, and I laugh because I'm not saying 7-Eleven. Come on, you guys, I'm not talking Vegas. I got comedians over here writing me on Skype.
It's the place where you stop to get a snack when you get gas, and I know you.
And when I'm there, there's little nachos who just say, come to me, Daddy. But we turn around in the dark. No,
oh
I didn't say little nachos. You guys, everybody's writing me. Go, how many kids you got, Jethro? Only the legally ones, I will prove. But they're just like everybody. The comedians.
Scorpio.
Yeah. So that's, and I taken into a level. They're telling me that there is something going on with a house. I see a number of a 278 or 26, 27, 278, and they're telling me that this is going to come into play here for you in May. So that's what I'm getting. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for letting me tease you. Let me eat in your ear. You know we're here. We are wild. And
did you just say thank you for letting me eat your ear?
Okay, their ear had to be cut. 928, it's not like to save me. 928.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to Psychic Hello? John Wilder.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Alfina.
Ah, Alfina, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
How can we help you?
I'm wondering if this relationship that I'm in right now is going to mend.
I just hear that Eva Mendel song, Let It Go, Let It Go.
It feels like you have a little bit more work to do on it before you can, Idina Menzel, thank you for saying it right, too. Yay!
Or Ismak Sweeney, or whatever it is.
Oh, my God. Alfina, it's something that... it's a little toxic situation right now that you're resisting. The change of moving on from it. So you've got a little bit more, for lack of a better word, homework on it before you can move through it. You have to kind of weigh, is this the kind of person you really want in your life for the long term, down the line, mainstream kind of partner because you're not getting your needs met like you think you want them to be met. And for you to have to do all the work makes it toxic. Jethro?
I agree with both people. I'm also hearing that they're telling me that there's another involvement for you that has to go into this relationship. So I am feeling like there's something else that has to come through this other thing for you. That's why they put you there. I'm hearing your heart and the energy. They're telling me that this was also to develop some other unconditional acceptance of some other things. There's something here with worthy is what I'm getting, Alfina. I apologize, but that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
We love you. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tell them in Arizona I will be back to Sedona because they have the best food. Just really love
okay,
them.
Thank you.
Sedona.
They have the
Sedona.
Best food.
Sedona.
They just
think.
Oh, yeah. And they have more tacos. The best, you know, Indian tacos.
This is like an this is like an Italian show, food and sex. And a lot of yelling. Yeah.
We've got down. We sometimes bring in music, but we don't get too violent with the other ones. 419. This is 419. You're live. It's like it's gone wilder. Mild. How are you? 419.
We're east in Colorado.
Okay, that person has went to Colorado from what the TV
says. Well, that
says.
Was bizarre.
That
was entertaining.
706, would you like to talk or have us listen to your TV? How are you, 706?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
First I'm muted, then I'm unmuted. Am I muted again?
It's called... No, it's not the me.
You're giving me a complex.
Mary Ellen. Hey,
you got a great voice.
Yeah.
I love your voice.
Thank you.
How can we help you, Mary Ellen?
I've been toying with the thought of doing event coordinating, and I already do design.
Mm.
So I was just thinking, you know, just kind of like the last week or so, if...
Did you say event coordinating?
Right.
Okay, cool.
Like, you know, where we are, there's a lot of weddings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I can handle the drama of the brides, like Godzilla or Bridezilla or whatever it is. But
so you get a good assistant, somebody that you trust, get an intern, get some interns to work with you, and go for this because it's a good branch of what you do. And
yeah,
it's
go
like
for
an
it.
Add-on.
It, huh?
It's like an add-on of what I do already.
Right, and it leads to some more, you know, fun, creative venues. You don't have to do just weddings. There's bar mitzvahs. There's all kinds of wonderful things for you to do.
We don't have very many Jewish people up here. They're mostly Baptist.
Where are you?
I'm where they film Deliverance, the one that you've been humming there.
Oh, I'm really in trouble now. Okay, it's okay. So we don't have to do a bar mitzvah, but we can do a wake. But yeah, I think that this is definite from what your guys are sharing with me, that this is definitely a very healthy thing for you to do because
yes.
It kind of refreshes your other stuff. It kind of complements the other things that you love to do, and you'll meet some interesting people, and they'll see your other portfolio, and it just feels like it's going to be a good opening. David, what say you?
Yes, I say go for it. It feels playful and fun and creative, and I love your voice.
Thank you. I was trying to be sultry, but I don't know how that's working.
Well, I like it. I think we keep it.
Jethro, I like it. I'm eating chocolates and playing with my ears.
Ooh.
All good. I've got oil all over my body right now. Good, good.
Well, I told you I was wild.
That's because Jethro was eating something with olive oil and it spilled. That's all I'm saying.
That's awesome.
Well, we love all of you guys. Definitely put in. We're going to call out a winner tonight on the putting in the fan. We did I'm a Jan fan. Now we've got a new show, and this is February, those of you tuning in. Who
this is March.
DC
this is
Love?
This is March.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
we're
no
in
wonder.
March, right?
Oh, we're in March. So now we've got
the eyes of March
oh,
upon you.
Yeah.
Okay, there's too much.
The new show's already come out.
So those of you who've kept track, you know what? We missed February. What happened? Why was I robbed? I would love to know now. So it's like March is here. Get ready. Put in those fans. Get it ready. We've also got some new ones out. Those of you tuning in, remember to listen to Elijah Anderson on Tuesday's new family member. We've got a very phenomenal healer. We've got Eileen. We've got Mystic Haven, Gary Wimmer. I have to tease. I got the latest video that just came out that the gentleman is very upset. I love it so much because he's letting us know that you have to be crazy not to listen to us. Well, then someone wrote to me and said, you have to be crazy to listen to you guys. We've got
yeah,
people
baby.
Emailing.
That's part of the
know?
Gig. That's part yep. of the gig. You have to be crazy to listen to us.
And we had the biggest joke. You asked me what was going on, and you said you had played Twister with our chakras, and you thought we were a little complicated. I don't know what that means, but that makes me laugh. So
ow.
I'm like,
ow,
well,
that's a whole other
ow.
Show.
That's yeah. another show, and that's on at Adult Hours. No, but we're teasing all of you guys that are calling in. Thank you. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Don't forget. No, you're not going to say tip your waiters, which is nice. I want you to don't forget to check out the website. Make sure you're getting those full times. I had a very good individual compliment that was sent to me, and I'm looking here trying to find it so I read it exactly. It was written. I thought it was very good. I watched a lot of individuals in the last couple of months discussing life affairs. I listen to your show, and I've got to tell you, one of the most funnest things I do is I do pick up knowledge and information. Through all of your kidding and joking around, this is Daniel. I think that Melissa Berman is not only very phenomenal, I find that she is a very positive, welcoming voice on Psychics Gone Wild. And I want you guys to know on Blog Talk Radio, Jethro, your shows have gotten better, and I thank you. And this is funny because this guy
David.
Is no family
thank
member.
Thank you
he didn't
so
have to
much.
Say
You know, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You know, and we love that. We've got another one here writing in, what is happening with my life? I keep finding that I'm able to sense things. I can't tune it out. I had an individual tell me that I couldn't come to the church anymore. The church I go to in Alabama is upset because I let someone know that they were actually having a member of their family following them, and I thought they might want to go ahead and do something or talk with them because I felt like they hadn't grieved over their passing of their family member. I just want to write someone to let them know this. Am I doing the right thing? One of your fans in Alabama.
No, you have to ask their permission. Say you have to say, I am receiving some spiritual guidance for you. Do I have
yes.
May I have your permission to share that with you? If they say no, you have to let it go. Because that's crossing people's boundaries, and we don't have that's a creed, that's a law. That's a divine law that we are only helping when we're asked. Unless
very
it's
true.
A matter of life and death, and you still have to ask permission. And we have to give our angels permission to intervene. There's no other way. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you're going through that.
And it's good to start habits. I do this with my students and things to add to what Melissa's saying. Learn with your guides right away. This isn't just stick your hand into the pilot light and see what's going to blow out of the furnace. When you're doing this kind of energy, definitely work with your guides. When I'm doing this, guides, when I'm doing that, get the permission, like she said, from the person. I have always worked with them, and I'll tell you what was real good. Born with this gift, and I drowned, got stronger. I have my guides do two things. You guys hear me do it a lot. I have to get their first name for permission. It also, at that time, I'm psychically and mentally telling my guides, this is a light person, like she said, to read. Otherwise, you're going to become Susie Scanner, and it makes me crazy. I've worked with people, and they're like, I'm down in Walmart, and I just got that this lady was pregnant. I just got that this guy, and pretty soon you're like, can someone find
see,
the
that's like a trick and a setup, because if you do too much of that, you could get into a whole thing with psychic attack and dark stuff, and you just have to be very mindful. You know, it's like going to the rabbi, it's going like to the minister, it's like going to your psychologist or whatever. It's all confidential, and it's all privy, and it's all, I mean, not privy, it's privy to, you know, the sacrament, and it's got to be really respected, and I totally understand where you're coming from, because it's an urgency within you. It's this thing that's happening for you, so keep praying, keep in the light, bring in Jesus, bring in archangels, bring in whomever is your truth, Mother Mary, and work on that part of your spiritual path so that when it's time for you to really share your gift, you're going to have all your tools in place.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. And you know, those of you who are tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith, and we have tonight our phenomenal Melissa Berman and our wonderful guest, David Matthew Brown. And we're discussing whatever grabs us, and so we're getting grabbed a lot because we like to talk. I hope you're listening because we like to have you listen. And I'm just teasing all of you guys. I have an email here. Jethro, you never let me on my number, and because every time I call in, you always hold me. Sometimes I do hold people. And the reason I don't
That's nice. You hold her.
A holder. And I never was a dropper. But if I'm a holder.
Good night, everybody. I'm never a dropper.
Because if I told you and I do the energy, it's like if you've had a reading and it's been like six times in 1 week, I'm not going to pick it up. I do love the fact of it. And I mean, it's like now visualize with me. I'm working with a higher spirit and I'm working very hard in my faith to take my energy to go there and say, oh, great higher spirit, is she going to eat Cheerios? And then I go to him and I ask him the next day, is she going to eat Cheerios with a spoon? Pretty soon I'm like, is she eating Cheerios with that spoon at the table with her friend, Fred Flintstone? Pretty soon I'm going over and over, and you've got to realize it becomes that. Give the reading time to settle. Me and Melissa have touched on a little bit. A lot of other readers are doing it. I had a friend ask me, what was they going to get out of it? Well, here we are getting people calling in, and they're like, I'm mad because you told me this and you told me that. Well, then I did a little homework. You guys got to realize I'm a Scorpio, so I detectively went after it. You had called in, and I won't say names other than I'll give you GIL, and that's the show, and you went over there, and then you turned around and went to Living in the Realm, which was also one of my shows. You went to Psyche's Gone Wild. You went to two other shows, and I heard you on the same show, same name, same person, asking about the same man. Well, you took all five of them together, and then you mixed them. You didn't get a beautiful beef stew. You got this chaotic thing of, my man should be with me, and then the one, no, he never should be with me. Your man's having an affair on you. Your man's over here. Your man isn't sure where his head is. And then you mixed it up, and then you contacted me, which was hilarious because I was the first one from your rodeo. So now you see why sometimes I do whole. You are right. I will do that. And I go with the guides. Right now we got a full queue. We're also working together. I want you to know David, and I want you to know Melissa and me. Because when you go on there and you're going to pick a reading, if we all just give you a piece and a piece, you're not going to know us. It's like, you know,
and the other thing is you don't want to wear out, we always say the oracle, like the Oracle of Delphi gave you one chance, and you could, that stayed with you for life if you studied any kind of Greek history. But the point is that you can't keep asking. None of us can. If you have too many readings, it can actually be like the call goes dead, because we can only convey as much as we're allowed to share. And if you keep asking, not you in particular, but anybody, you know, sometimes people go through crisis times. They may need more than one reading. But, you know, we're here on air. If you need a more in-depth reading, you have to call one of us. We have a big session with you, and we're not trying to, like, hustle you for money. We don't do that. But we want you to have the right answers. And for people that just jump from show to show and then they get mad, it's because the energy just stops. It says, no, no more. And then icky stuff can come through.
And our friend that got knocked off the show got back. This is our wild man. We're going to give him a few minutes, and then we're going to roll on. We've got a bunch of callers coming. We're trying to get you through. Woody, how you doing?
Yay!
I found your number here.
You got fine. How are you? Yeah. My question is, I've been shopping my songs to other people in the industry. I was wondering what you see with that.
Well, you have to stay on it. It feels like right now it's like a lull right now. And that's just because the industry, you know, as you know, does that. Are you playing out at all so you can invite some A&R people?
I'm just submitting, my song got written, and I just try to shop it and try to work.
You're just
there.
Shopping it? You don't play live out?
No, it's just already written. It's ready, produced already. This is a website I found on the internet, and I'm sending it out.
Mm-hmm. Are you copywritten?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's being shared with me is that if there's a way to get a band to do some of your tunes and then showcase them and invite some A&R people as well, then you're covering all your
A&R.
A&R is like artist representative, artist and recording, all that. I forget what some of the, but you want to bring like the people that are the artistic people from companies, just invite, you know, and send that out because people still do go out, believe it or not, and hear live playing and that sort of thing, and you never know who's going to catch it. So you want to cover as many bases as you can, Woody, with your craft, with your music. So shop those tunes and have maybe, you know, be the producer of a band that plays your tunes, and you're going to showcase those tunes, you know, a songwriter showcase. You know, just keep putting it. Where are you? Where city are you in?
Connecticut.
I'm sorry?
Connecticut? Yes.
Okay. So Connecticut, I don't know what kind of music are you doing, funk?
R&B, a little bit pop.
Can you talk more into the phone, honey?
R&B, soul music, pop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Connecticut, yeah, great. But if you can hit, Connecticut, I'm sure has some cool underground places, but you're near New York. So you want to kind of move towards that energy. You know, you got to kind of get out there, and I don't want you to feel like what is being shared with me to say to you is, we, meaning your guides, don't want you to feel that you have to pound the pavement, but you really have to be proactive and as creative as you can about shopping your music. There's so much more available now for that. David?
Yeah, you know what, popped in my head is, you know, one of the things, especially, like, out in Los Angeles that I love is, as a creative, to just put myself, like, go to a club, you know, that was just, you know, and listen to music, and listen to what's out there, because what may happen for you is by listening to other bands play, something might just capture your heart, and you might go, you know what, this would be a good group to introduce my music to. This would be a good group for me to get to know. But in order to do that, you have to put yourself out there. Like, you have to go out there. And there's so many opportunities, especially in multimedia and social media and bands and creative energy and all the stuff that's happening right now, that I imagine that by you starting to venture down to New York, it feels like you're such a good writer anyways, that you're probably going to meet someone that's going to be solid for you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Woody, and thank you, you know, friend, for calling in. We are going to play your song again. I've gotten with it. I do need a favor. We've got Chemistry, and I move them around to be fair, but I'd like to, if you ever get a chance, send me some of your new stuff with permission. I'd like to play you in Keith's work again. You have some phenomenal music.
Okay.
That's
Take
so
care.
Great. There's airplay, and then you can say, featured on Blog Talk Radio,
right.
favorite new artist. You can start promoting yourself that way and show the links.
And I'm going to be better with some of the names. I know you guys laugh. I do play a little sample at the beginning. Those of you listening into Sir Magnus, that's a very good friend of ours. Keith, Woody, we've got other people calling in. We love it. 419, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing tonight? Okay, there's a spooky person. And I want to tease, whoever's doing the ET activity, stop sending me the spooky. I don't know who it is, but it's starting to get to me. 561, let's have some fun. 561.
Hi, how are you?
Really good.
Good.
I welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
I'm okay.
This is Lisa from Florida. This is who?
Lisa from Florida.
Hi, Lisa. How can we help you? Talk right into your phone, okay?
Sure. I'm trying to find a new job, and my friend works at Nordstrom's, and she's going to go and see if she can get me in there. I want to see if you think this might come through for me.
Well, she'll help you open the door, but you got to, you know, step in there. Don't count on her finding you the job. She may be able to introduce you to some people there. It feels like there could be several openings at Nordstrom.
Yeah.
So, you know, interview for, if you love Nordstrom's, interview for as many positions as are there that you're drawn to.
Yeah, I keep getting, when you brought it up, I kept getting around the corner. Opportunity around the corner. Like, there's opportunity for you, and it could very well be with Nordstrom's.
It is around the corner.
Oh, wow.
God, I love it. I've got people giving energy. Very good.
That's funny.
I've got a people.
Do you think that might come through?
What? Hello?
What happened? Hello? What?
I don't know. Hello. Everything just went, woo!
I said, when did you think it might come through for me?
We got the wild going energy, Lisa. I don't know why,
gosh,
but
it's
doing it. We apologize. We're last few minutes of the show. We're going to take, and those of you in there, don't go freaking out, and don't turn on the TV if I pick up your phone, but you just might get in the last few minutes. We're going to do a quickie. We're going to grab you, and we're going to turn around, and the last call is
81. Finally, this is going wild.
It is going wild. This is why the cops are here now. 813, how are you? Psychic Grandma, we're here with you.
What?
Hello?
Hi, who's there?
Life.
It's a shot.
Oh,
life is
wow.
There. Life doesn't want to answer, so we gave it some milk and give it to Mikey. 315, you're live. Would you like to say hi?
Hi, Jethro. It's Annette.
Annette, I'm so glad you talked back because you're around a bunch of people who are being really nasty on the phone. They're just sending their TV and everything, and I'm going to, like, unplug them if I find out where they're plugged in at. So I just want to, you know, and since you've been around, I've had two offers to come up and do a metaphysical in New York. I do feel I'm going to go up there and do a fair. So I'm going to make you read
cool.
me because you're my buddy and my friend. I like to tease you about your hair because we have the coolest hair. Annette, do you feel I'm going to be up there as a psychic reading?
Oh, I hope so.
Thank you. I love you, too.
I hope it's up in northern New York, not New York City, though.
Okay. No, that's good to know. See, and I don't know. See, they just sent me this stuff. I'll have to send it to you to find out. I'll send it through Facebook so we can discuss what we're going to do with them. So I love you. I want them to fly Melissa Berman in here, and then we could have, like, a Tampa party. And I know, like, when we were
I'm
in
there.
L.A.
I'm in L.A., but I will come to Tampa anytime.
Her class followed mine, and I don't want to just, like, say this, so I'm going to say it. We put the American Federation party on the end of this days. I had so much positive compliments from everybody. Like, your class and Melissa's was wild, and I laughed. That's part of what you got here. I'm like, well, we need her. And we had not met each other. We talked a little bit on the phone. I met to a couple meetings. Now I'm talking all about us. Seeing that, you get to call in. I know you have a question for our two phenomenal psychics. I apologize. We only got a few minutes left, but, you know, let's share what we've got.
Okay, I talked to that realtor today about that house that I'm interested in. What do you see in that?
Ooh.
Go for it. Give it 100% of
go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
It says, you know, it,
yes.
Just give it 100% of your heart. It just feels like you can negotiate a good deal on this, so
yeah.
Don't be afraid of moving forward with it.
Feels good.
Uh-huh.
Joy.
Well, you know, I spoke to the realtor because I used to be a realtor, but I kind of, I know, I shouldn't say this, I guess, but in any office there's good ones and bad ones, so I'm kind of wondering if I'm being led around that they have another offer when there isn't, when yesterday there wasn't.
Did you put a bid in?
Yeah, I gave her a certain amount of money. It's a long-distance thing, so I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but it's all through the Internet, you know, through an email and on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
really? Okay.
And
but you know that, this,
pro-
you know that this property exists, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yesterday when I called in the office, the lady I spoke to said that there wasn't any offers on it, and then the realtor that has it listed today said that they got one yesterday. So I'm being told two different things.
Well, was the one they got yesterday yours by any chance?
No.
They got another one besides us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you just have to stay, give it 100%. You got to stay on it and just, you know, let it unfold.
Mm-hmm.
And like your radar is up, just, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to put the prayers in, and you know that. We got to run, Annette. You know we love you. They're giving us that.
How did
it go by
so fast?
It did. You know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love
you. Okay.
Yes.
Keep us posted.
And do us a favor, Nets, please share that Melissa Berman page. She is going wild in there, and we want to keep her on the Facebook Let's Be Wilder. I had someone tease me yesterday that they said, the picture, we love it, is the one that Melissa has some very excellent pictures. Now, those of you tuning in, this has been Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith, David Matthew Brown, and the phenomenal Melissa Berman going wild on a Wednesday. Let's make sure we keep this day going there. Tune in to PsychicsGoneWild.com to get the other things happen. I know, it could just stop for you. I mean, your day just stops. And then what do? You got a Kickstarter, then grandma's in there, people are talking to you, the family's coming, then uncle, you know, there's cousins to this whole party. So let's make sure you guys do it. David, you rocked. I thank you for coming on a quick notice. We are going to go out and get the book. You know, I've had some other friends saying, where is David? Go into Facebook. I tease you guys. That's how we can contact you. Remember that this contest.
You're on Facebook.
I got someone telling me, where is Jethro's sensibility? I don't know about my sensibility. I know that I ate some seasoning, but I don't think it had sensibility. We've got to keep it wild. We love all of you guys. Remember this. We are American Certified Psychics, me and Melissa Berman, and the reason that we are is because we're true and accurate. We've made a new friend here. I think, David, you're definitely going to come back. We're going to work with David. I've got a lot of you guys asking
nice
me this.
Nice to meet you, David. Thanks for being
nice
here.
Nice to meet
with
you.
Us. Thank you, love, and good luck tomorrow, and keep writing those beautiful, beautiful, beautiful books.
I will. Thank you for having me.
We had to. We got to get more on the book. We got a little crazy. We enjoyed having you. We had friends coming on. Ibitar's writing. So I had a good time.
Thanks, Jethro, David, and everybody.
And here they are.